Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we heard California was short millions upon millions of dollars and New York short, I don't know if every state is releasing their budget shortfall, but we were told in Nevada this week that we are short about $812 million. And I think our fiscal year ends in less than 3 weeks. Now, we knew this was happening because of COVID. And when you close everything down and you stop tourists from coming in and you stop people from going out and going to 7-Eleven and things like that, all right, I understand it was, you know, to save lives. But show me the money. And so in Nevada, I live in Nevada, and I love living in Nevada, one of my favorite states. We are a little nervous because we've been enjoying lack of state income tax. And when you start to hear rumblings of how the governor might consider it, makes us really, really nervous because this is not the time to raise taxes. So we have an $812 million shortfall. And what we're doing in our state is we have, I guess, access to a rainy day fund. I think the rainy day fund is going to cover half of it, I believe. Let me double check that. Yeah, about $401 million, so close to half. Then there's going to be a lot of reductions, all right, in our, like, Health and Human Services, Nevada System of Higher Education, which means the colleges are going to get less money, Department of Education, so the schools are going to get less money, the governor's office has to cut about $3 million, so I don't know if that means job layoffs, I don't know if that has to do with travel, I don't know. And then there were a lot of appropriations, these kind of one-shot appropriations, about $50 million worth, that still haven't, the money hasn't been spent, that those are now done. Which, to me, is kind of significant because when I worked for the government, there was this, and I've worked for companies, where if you don't spend it, you lose it. And you would see people go, look, we have to spend it because if we don't spend it and it's in the account, we're going to lose it. And here's evidence as to why. So whoever was promised this money, there was but like Boys and Girls Club, things like that. If they didn't get a chance to spend it, it's gone. And so unfortunately, with something like this, then the next time money gets dispersed, I think everybody's going to try to spend it that first month. And that makes me a little nervous. Because again, you would think, okay, you're going to get money, you got to save it for a rainy day. You see, we needed the rainy day fund. That should be the moral here. But what was kind of interesting to me is I looked at some of the losses of tax revenue in my state. And sales tax, we lost about $182 million that we would have had. Well, of course, if people aren't going shopping, if they're not going out, if they're not going to the clubs, if they're not buying things, they're not, you know, yeah, they're not paying sales tax. Gaming percentage fees came in next at $160 million. So we get a lot of money from the casinos. Not happening. Live entertainment gaming tax, $37 million we lost. Modified business tax, $47 million. Commerce tax, $28.6 million. Cigarettes. Our taxing of smokers smoke cigarettes, a lot of the military and stuff. I am not a big fan of discriminating against a certain group of people to pay taxes. I know a lot of people love the cigarette tax money because, you know, we're short $22 million because of it. But I just don't think it's fair to take a group of people and make them pay more money because they're addicted to tobacco. You know, what about people addicted to, you know, I don't know, sex or food or, you know, I mean, I'm addicted to chocolate. Please don't tax me on that. But we lost $22 million because of cigarettes. Short-term rental car, we lost $14 million. I used to work for Budget Rent-A-Car. Budget Rent-A-Car was fun. I worked in their marketing and human resources department. I was the secretary. And it was, they called it secretary back then. And it was great, you know. And you know, my uniform was a skirt. It was a longer skirt. And I had a little scarf. And it was very feminine because I really didn't dress very feminine back then. I still don't. I'm not really good with skirts. I'm just not. It's really hard for me to sit ladylike. I'm not good with skirts at all. And the rental car industry was about to explode because, you know, Vegas was just starting to take off. And we had Steve Wynn, you know, casinos and hotels start to open. And it just snowballed, and rental cars were the big thing. And then it's interesting to see what happened with rental cars now that we have, you know, Uber and Lyft and all that. So apparently we lost millions on that. So there's a lot. If you look at the budget, and I have the link on my website and on my Twitter and Facebook, I have the link to that in the article about, you know, bracing for budget cuts. You could look at that. But the big question that people have in Nevada is, why the hell don't we have a lottery? And please, for the love of the Lord, don't be considering state income tax. Well, the lottery thing is interesting because, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, back in the 1860s, when we became a state, roughly, you know, I mean, roughly after that time, we decided no lottery. And I think it's because we wanted to please the gaming aspects. And we decided to forgo lottery so we could help our casinos. Now, Powerball and Mega Millions brings in bucks to California and to, you know, Arizona, to all these other states. I mean, they make bucks, and that extra money goes to schools and things like that. Well, our lottery is supposed to be the marijuana dispensaries. Okay, so we're supposed to be making big, big bucks on marijuana, which is why marijuana was phase one. Oh, actually, marijuana was essential. Did you guys see that? Marijuana, and I get it. Some people use it for medicine or whatever, but dentists were closed, but marijuana dispensaries were open. Why? Because, again, the tax revenue. So, but the problem with state income tax is this is not the time. I that's kind of a more conservative philosophy, is you don't start raising taxes, okay, when people are hurting. Okay? I mean, you want to almost incentivize. And so we're hoping that doesn't happen. From what I'm understanding, even if somebody does try to make it a law, it could take years to happen. But to fill up that budget shortfall, we're hoping they're going to the feds asking Congress for the money. But if they don't get the money they need, we could be in trouble. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that National Guard troops have tested positive now for COVID-19. Because thousands were called in during the Washington, D.C. protests. So, Daily Mail reports that members of the D.C. National Guard have now tested positive for COVID-19. This can be a little bit sticky now in terms of they have to be off work for at least 10 days. Exposure, even 14. CDC has tried to lessen the days. We've talked about that, and we'll talk about that again in a second. But apparently they were called in, right, during the series of mass protests. And spokeswoman, Lieutenant Colonel Brooke Davis, said the Guard would not release the exact total, but U.S. officials say they believe it is not a large number. Then why did they say thousands? Test positive. Oh, I see. Thousands of National Guard troops were called in, but we don't know how many. So the officials spoke on a condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to release the information publicly. they were able to give us a little tease of it, going, we got some people with COVID now. While some guard troops responded to the protests, wore protective equipment, most were not wearing masks. And it wasn't easy to maintain social distance. In a statement, Davis said unit commanders were responsible for ensuring their troops adhered to guidelines, calling for guard members to wear protective equipment and maintain social distancing where practical. So military now has to social distance. I wonder how that happens in time of war. I'm really confused by that, but we'll talk about that another time. She said the personnel were medically screened for coronavirus prior to their arrival, and they will be screened before they leave. According to officials, there were 5,000 guard members called into D.C. because of civil unrest. As many as 1,200 from the D.C. Guard. The remainder came from Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Maryland, Missouri, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah. So guard members are going to return to their homes. They may remain on duty status and continue to be paid for 2 additional weeks so they could quarantine. So the 14 days versus the 10 days, if you've been exposed, and I think they're going to change this again, but from what it's been over the last couple months, is if you feel absolutely fine and you find out that one of your buddies or comrades was exposed to coronavirus, you're supposed to quarantine for 2 weeks. Now, if your buddy, okay, so actually let me break this down, because this confuses a lot of people. Okay, let's take two people in the National Guard. Let's say one tested positive for coronavirus. The other one, who was next to him, needs to quarantine for 14 days because it could take 14 days to show symptoms. So if he was around somebody with COVID, whether that person had symptoms or not, right? Because asymptomatic people can still shed the disease. Don't let the World Health Organization backtrack on what they said. So just asymptomatic people, you know, the first National Guardman could be fine, but the other guy that hasn't tested positive yet could, you know, get full-blown COVID. Who knows? So that person has to be in quarantine for 14 days. If that person starts to show symptoms, they're going to get tested. If they're positive, then anybody around that person needs to quarantine. Taking it now a step outside, what if two National Guard people, one has symptoms but doesn't have their test back yet? What does the other person do? Well, we do recommend that other person go into quarantine until that first person gets a COVID test back. If the COVID test is negative, that other person, person B, let's call him, could go back to work. But if that person A, who thought they might have had COVID, ends up being positive for COVID, now we're back to the first scenario where that guy B has to now be in quarantine for 14 days to see if he gets sick. Now, what is A doing? What's the person who's positive for COVID? Well, the person who's positive for COVID is home for 10 days. They've actually lowered it to 7, where they could go back if 72 hours before they go back, they have absolutely no symptoms. Now, this has been a little bit of a concern to a lot of us in the medical field, because we don't think people with COVID are completely over it in 7 days or 10 days. And just because they don't have symptoms for 3 days, it doesn't necessarily mean they still aren't shedding the virus. Now, why would I be so pessimistic and why would I be, you know, monkey wrenching things? Well, because look at what happened to George Floyd. George Floyd tested positive April 3rd. Then he was still positive end of May during his autopsy. And we're not talking antibody positive, we're talking about antigen positive. So did he get it a second time? Did he still have the virus? So these 7 days and 10 days and 14 days, I think, are going to change soon. The problem is you will have people never go to work. So I had a gentleman call me up, and he said, you know, my wife is a nurse, and she had a patient with COVID, so we waited for her to get tested, but because the patient had COVID, I've been quarantining. Well, she finished her quarantine and is going back to work. So he goes, what if she sees a patient with COVID today? Do I have to quarantine again? Technically, yeah. So what I told them to do is get their antibody tests. See if they've already been exposed. They still would need to quarantine if it's a brand new COVID exposure, but it might help them, you know, from having to continue to, you know, be tested. But the reason why these social distancing rules are in place, even though they're starting to come down in a variety of states and locations, and a lot of us are happy about that, by the way, but still, is because people, they have to go to work. You know, they want to go to work, but we have to assume that the virus is still out there and the virus can still be spread. So you have to then social distance. You have to wear a mask. You know, I mean, otherwise the person who's, you know, waiting on your table or the person who's taking care of you in the dental chair or, you know, if otherwise nobody would go back to work. That's why this has kind of been a pain in the butt. You know, I've been very critical about the way we handled it, but I've always been in support of, you know, us using some sort of precautionary measures because the virus is out there, whether you're symptomatic or not, whether you're, you know, and it's going to kill some people, it might not kill others. And so with National Guard people getting sick, did they get sick because, or did they get exposed because of the protests, or did they get exposed because they went to a store or whatever? We'll never know. I mean, unless they try to trace it genetically, which I don't think they're doing. But it does lead to the theory that the protests could help, you know, spread coronavirus. And we're being told that multiple, you know, cities have had spikes. And a lot of us are frustrated, you know, not by Black Lives Matter and protests. Again, protests are our right. Our Constitution protects us with that. But we were frustrated because we couldn't go to our kids' graduation. We couldn't go to our friend's funeral. Weddings have been put off. And then all of a sudden, well, it's okay. We don't have to have social distancing guidelines now when it comes to protests. And we do, but nobody's enforcing them. Yet if you try to open up your business and you try to take care of, you know, people, you got in trouble. Dentists were being threatened to lose their license and to lose their livelihood if they tried to help a patient. I even heard in some states, if you even went into the office to do paperwork, you were at risk of losing your license. Yet, next day, there could be protests and people outside and people not social distancing and so it's been frustrating. It's definitely been frustrating, especially since we were told that we had to do all this social distancing, you know, because we had to, you know, protect others and we had to, and, you know, people didn't want to be protected. You know, some people wore masks, but a lot of people didn't. And so it's been very frustrating. So because of the protests, you're going to see a lot of places start to, you know, people want answers. They're like, okay, wait a second. You know, if George Floyd could have a funeral with 500 people, why can't we? So you're going to start to see these guidelines loosen. You're also going to see a lot of guidelines loosen because there's all these budget shortfalls. All of a sudden, overnight, schools are open back in Nevada. Schools get to reopen so they can have summer activities and things like that. And again, because there's income that come into summer camps and things, you know. So, and unfortunately, politics is really steering a lot of these policies, and it doesn't really seem like it's science or medicine. But it is concerning that if we do have a virus, and let's say it even becomes deadlier, although we're going to talk about the death rate of coronavirus in a little bit, if our military gets exposed and then they have to be in quarantine, that could basically make our military pretty, I mean, that could really destroy a lot of our military abilities. The 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing on Wednesday discussing police practices and law enforcement accountability. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is blasting his colleagues on the other side of the aisle for not speaking out regarding defunding the police.
They know it is pure insanity to defund the police. And the fact that my Democrat colleagues won't speak out against this crazy policy is just that frightening. Think about what we've heard in the last few weeks. Heard the mayors of our two largest cities, Mayor Garcetti, said he wants to defund the police. The mayor of New York says he wants to defund the police.
The Trump administration is opposing a Democratic proposal to extend a $600 a week federal unemployment benefit approved in the response to the coronavirus pandemic. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia saying it was necessary at the time, but is no longer needed as the economy begins to recover. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is speaking out regarding the dismissal of an inspector general. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Former State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick recently ousted from that position by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Today, Pompeo says it was a mistake to keep Linnick in the position for as long as he did.
Steve Linnick was a bad actor in the inspector general office here. He didn't take on the mission of the State Department to make us better.
This comes after Linnick told Congress last week that before he was ousted, he had informed at least three top aides to Pompeo that he was reviewing the Secretary of State and his wife's use of government resources.
The latest Zogby poll says President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are tied at 46% each, with some 8% remaining unsure of who they'll vote for. Pollster Jonathan Zogby saying we might be in for a long night come Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so
funny. Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so got some scoop here on the coronavirus lethality rate and some scoop on the vaccines. And I think we need to probably start having a very realistic conversation about vaccines. Because I think you're going to see, I mean, if it wasn't already a cluster, it's going to become a little bit more of a cluster with everything, especially with the budget shortfalls and states not wanting to reopen officially without vaccines. I think we need to be honest. So we got a couple bombshells dropped in the news in the last 24 hours. One is, I believe Stanford has figured out what the lethality rate or what the death rate is of the coronavirus. And I want to make sure I'm giving the right, yeah, it was Stanford, okay. And they say that they now predict it to be about 0.25%, so a quarter of a percentage. As a doctor, that's still too much for my taste, but you're starting to see the rate go down, which is what we expected. Okay, remember, we couldn't test healthy, asymptomatic individuals to the degree that we can now. So we were hearing, oh my gosh, it's going to kill 3% or 5% or whatever, and everybody was just kind of losing their colon. But now that we could test a bunch of people who were like, look, I was exposed, you know, like the National Guard. We have some people from the National Guard who were exposed. So now if they test everybody in the National Guard and they find out, well, let's say these people were positive because they got exposed like they suggested during the protest or whatever, and they never had any symptoms, okay, it's just going to keep dropping that rate. So expect that rate to continue dropping. I mean, everybody I know still hasn't even been tested for it, and we haven't had symptoms. So if any of us show a positive, that rate's going to come down. So that is some good news. Of course, people are kind of ticked off because they're like, wait a second here. You told us we were all going to die, and, you know, we couldn't go to funerals. We couldn't, you know, go to graduations. We had to stop our business, you know, for months, and we still can't reopen our business, you know, and you know, we can't watch, you know, the Cowboys play, and we can't watch the Raiders play, and, you know, it's still a deadly virus, okay? I mean, I'm not debating that. It's still a deadly virus. It just isn't as deadly to everybody. But I think we all knew that. Okay, this isn't really news. It's going to still make people ticked. It's going to be a lot of sound bites. It's going to be a lot of arguments on the news stations. But the lethality rate, I've tried not to compare it to flu. Flu scares the hell out of me because we hear that we get anywhere from, you know, anywhere from 40 to 80,000 deaths a year from flu. A couple years ago, we had 80,000 flu-related deaths. So flu scares the hell out of me. But I'm not going to compare the two. They're different viruses. You know, and again, it's a numbers game on how you report it. But coronavirus is deadly. It may not be as deadly as once thought, but it still kills. As far as I'm concerned, if I see somebody die from coronavirus, I'm going to call it a deadly virus. I don't really get the whole percentages because that's just too much math for me. So if you have 100 people, let's say you have 100 grandmas, let's say you have a whole bunch of people in church, and you find out that the coronavirus is now only 0.25% deadly, would you still want them to protect themselves if somebody's walking in with COVID? You know, you aren't going to sit there and try to figure out, well, a quarter of you, you know, you're just not going to do that. Okay, so we have to be really, when we hear these numbers, yeah, they're numbers and it's very academic, and thank you for the math, but as a doctor, you know, I'm like, look, you know, it means it could still kill, okay? Now with the vaccine, okay, I have been just, I don't want to say rolling over in my, you know, well, I've been falling out of my seat. Falling off the toilet. Let's say that. I've been falling off the toilet. Here, sorry, now my nose is running. I shouldn't have said that. Now it's coming out my nose. When I hear governors say we can't open up until we have the vaccine. Once we have the vaccine, guys, we're good. And I listen to this going, oh, you guys have absolutely no idea. I have told you, I think I was on Fox News and I said this. I think we are going to have a vaccine created, the liquid or whatever, in a lab by the end of this summer. I really do. Now, that doesn't mean you and I get the vaccine. That doesn't mean that vaccine really officially works. That doesn't mean that that vaccine is going to give us enough immunity, not only past next December, but into next spring. We still have coronavirus cases. I'm getting patients call me still every day with symptoms of coronavirus. And it's not people trying to get out of work. They're like, I think I need to get tested. I go, I think you need to get tested too. Coronavirus is still out there. But we're going to have some lab. By the way, Johnson & Johnson is now in this. Yeah, Johnson & Johnson is back with everything Johnson & Johnson had to deal with the narcotics and opiates and with, you know, vaginal powder, people putting talcum powder in their vaginas and all that going on and the whole ovarian cancer thing, which, by the way, don't do that, ladies. Yeah, just don't do that. With all the stuff they've had to deal with, they're in the game also. I mean, this is where the money's going to be found. We were talking about that treasure chest in the Rockies. You thought people were going crazy trying to find that. People are going crazy trying to make the vaccine. So I think somebody, might be China, might be England, somebody by the, I told Bill Hemmer, somebody by the end of the summer is going to have a vaccine. Because they've been doing human trials, but that doesn't mean it's mass produced. It doesn't mean we know about long-term immunity. It doesn't mean we're going to have enough doses. So when you hear these polls of people saying, well, I'm not going to get the vaccine. I am not going to whatever. And people like, oh no, you know, half the country or maybe a fourth of the country won't get the vaccine. It's not even by choice. There is no way we are going to have enough of any vaccine that quickly. because they're still hemming and hawing. And then Dr. Fauci had said, look, guys, we won't even know if it works. And we won't even know if it confers long-term immunity. Now, in his defense, he has to say that because people equate vaccine with immunity. Go figure, right? Okay, when you have to get your MMR shot, when you have to get your shingle shot, when you have to get your pneumonia shot, okay, you're thinking that it's going to protect you long term. People are hoping that it's not going to be like the flu shot where you have to go every year. But they're already trying to prep us for that, going, guys, this might have to be a yearly thing. Meanwhile, the conspiracy theorists are like, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, so you get to make more money, yeah, uh-huh. Me, I'm thinking this is a virus that we've never really made a vaccine for. We really had trouble trying to make a vaccine for the 2002-2003 one, and thank God that thing just died off. I mean, I'm assuming we did, because I don't think anybody else was, you know, eating bats at the time. I think that came from bats, too. But I think that this virus, because a lot of viruses are tricky, I think this is one shrewd mother, I think it's a little tricky sucker. And so I wouldn't be surprised if it mutates. And because the year 2020 has been such a cluster, if there was ever going to be a vaccine that doesn't confer lifelong immunity, it's going to be designed in 2020. Which means we're going to have a vaccine that's going to, well, do what it can. So I'll still get it because I like to tell you guys, you know, and I like to, you know, videotape me getting the vaccine. Oh, it better not go in the butt. Yeah, well, I wouldn't be able to videotape it because, I mean, the screen would barely even cover, that part of the tushy that's even getting the shot. But I hate vaccines in the tushy. I think it's going to be a vaccine in the arm. Okay, calm down. Be a vaccine in the arm. Lord have mercy. No, it's not going to be a vaginal powder. No, 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 no. Johnson & Johnson is not going to make a vaginal vaccine. I promise you that. I hope so. I better look that up. That would explain why not everybody's going to get the vaccine. So, okay. So, back to this whole vaccine issue. I need you guys to talk to your governors. Talk to your city officials or whatever. And if they're still keeping you closed and still keeping you from preventing it being open, say, guys, we're going to wait till the vaccine. I mean, they're going to wait till cows fly over the moon. It's not going to be a reality this year. Just because you hear a bunch of us say, I think we're going to have finished trials or have been able to create, you know, and design one by the end of the summer, early fall, does not translate into everybody being able to get the vaccine. And then what's going to happen is certain people are going to have to get the vaccine. You know remdesivir is running out. They say the government supply of remdesivir is running out. Remember when the ZMapp for Ebola ran out and we never even used it once in America? Well, because again, also people are storing it. So the other thing you got to think about is when we do make the vaccine, do you think it's going to be in Congress's little candy drawer, right? I think a whole bunch of doses are going to be safe for them first. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys,
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So on the Ebola front, yeah, Ebola's back. Why? Because it's 2020. There's been 12 people thus far that we're being told, 12, that have been found to be infected with Ebola in a new outbreak of the deadly disease in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A week ago, authorities reported 6 infections in the northwest city of Mbandaka, saying they appeared to be separate from another outbreak of the virus that had raged in the east since 2018. I think there were about 1,200 cases of that one that happened about a year and a half ago. Now there have been 9 confirmed cases and 3 probable cases of the disease in and around Mbandaka. According to the World Health Organization, 6 of those people have died. The city sits on the Congo River, close to the border with the Republic of Congo. So genetic sequencing of the virus by Congo's biomedical research lab showed that the new outbreak is likely to have started as a spillover event, meaning a transmission from an infected animal. This is according to research published on virological.org. So according to a situation report, the World Health Organization said 300 people in Mbandaka, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and the surrounding Equator province have been vaccinated. And this is what they used to thwart the last outbreak. Unfortunately, it was too little too late for the 2014 to 2016 outbreak that killed 11,000 people. The outbreak in 2018, I think, affected about 1,200 but killed 33. Health officials said vaccinations and swift containment efforts, including mobile hand washing stations and a door-to-door education campaign, kept it at bay. So this is the 11th major Ebola outbreak since Ebola came out. Ebola had come out, I think, since the 70s. It was found near the Ebola River in 1976. But it's Congo's third outbreak in 2 years. Virus causes nausea, vomiting, could cause internal bleeding. It's definitely not a virus we want, and it has a much higher mortality rate than the COVID virus. So, that's why when I talk about COVID being a dry run, because people are ticked that we had to shut down. I don't think anybody's ever going to agree. I don't think the country will ever find agreement. People will support it. It turned out to be a right-left issue where Democrats were for shutdowns, Republicans were for opening it back up, and it really wasn't so much that. There were people on both sides of the aisle going, what the hell are we doing? And then we had other people on both sides of the aisle going, look, I'm scared of the virus. I've heard Republicans say, yeah, we needed to shut down. I've heard Democrats say, really? So it really shouldn't be a right-left thing, but of course it becomes that because if Trump says, you know, he wants us to reopen, people are going to support Trump. So just like when a Democratic governor says we want to close down, it's going to be very interesting to see how, California, takes to Governor Newsom. And I don't even know if he'll be up for re-election because California was pretty ticked about the shutdown. They were ticked.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, my Siri is having trouble hearing me. Well, then turn to GCN Live. You can always hear my show on GCN Live. Now, also making news, speaking of California, is a professor at the University of California has been suspended and actually placed under police protection because he rejected his non-black students' appeals for him to be lenient with his black students. Gordon Klein is an accounting professor at the Anderson School of Business. He has been teaching there for 39 years. Now, he was suspended for 3 weeks beginning June 25th. The Malibu Police Department reportedly has an increased police presence outside his home after multiple threats. Now, they were made after a student, Amelia Martinez, posted an email exchange online. A petition to have him removed has now gained almost 20,000 signatures. So they want him fired because he has been extremely, quote, insensitive, dismissive, and woefully racist in his response to students' requests for empathy and compassion during a time of civil unrest. So apparently what happened is a group of students who described themselves as non-black allies of their black peers wrote to Klein asking for him to effectively cancel the final exam for black students. This is according to Daily Mail. They requested a, quote, no-harm final exam that could only benefit students' grades and for shortened exams that extended deadlines for final assignments and projects. The students wrote that in light of recent traumas, we have been placed in a position where we must choose between actively supporting our black classmates or focusing on finishing up our spring quarter. They continued, we believe that remaining neutral in times of injustice brings power to the oppressor, and therefore staying silent is not an option. So they wrote, according to Inside Higher Education, that theirs was not a joint effort to get finals canceled for non-black students, but rather an ask that you exercise compassion and leniency with black students in our major. So he wrote back and declined their request. And he composed an email that some students felt was mocking him. He said, thanks for your suggestion in your email below that I give black students special treatment given the tragedy in Minnesota. He said, do you know the names of the classmates that are black? How can I identify them since we've only been having online classes only? Are there any students that may be of mixed parentage, such as half black, half Asian? What do I suggest I do with respect to them? A full concession or just half? Klein asked the students whether any of them were from Minneapolis, where George Floyd was killed by police on May 25th. That sparked a wave of protests, of course. And he goes, I assume that they probably are especially devastated as well. He writes, I'm thinking that a white student from there might be possibly even more devastated by this, especially because some might think that they're racist, even if they're not. My teaching assistant is from Minneapolis, so if you don't know, I could probably ask her. Klein asked, how was he expected to implement the no-harm exam, given the course was solely graded on the final exam? And then he ended with a quote from Martin Luther King. He said, one last thing strikes me. Remember that MLK famously said that people should not be evaluated based on the color of their skin. He said, do you think that your request would run afoul of MLK's admonition? And then he signed it. So, then apparently there was another email where he had described his daughter who suffered a severe illness, lost close friends to suicide during her time at UCLA, but still completed close coursework. So, here is a very, this is going to be a very, very contentious, you know, passionate argument between, you know, faculty and students and administration on what to do in terms of grades and in terms of I know what he should do, and I'll give a suggestion, but many professors in many schools have been asked to forego any testing because COVID was so traumatizing. And the shutdown was traumatizing. Now, with the George Floyd protests, the trauma with that. And it is. It's an emotional time. But there's professors out there going, but I have to grade you. That's my job. And apparently these professors have certain guidelines, and some of the professors lose their job if they don't show student, I guess, growth or grades or whatever, because, you know, faculty, a lot of faculty at academia never lose their jobs, and they should. But, you know, in many cases, their job performance is based on final exam. So many faculty can't waive a final exam, and they can't give one student an A, another student an F. They could get sued, regardless of race. So what I think professors should do at this time then is just then postpone the exam. If there is a certain percentage of students that can't take the test, then postpone it. And if the protests eventually, you know, COVID protests, I think they might have to then have an incomplete until they take the test in the fall. Whoever wants to take the test can take the test. Whoever's not ready to take the test cannot take the test. And then when they can't take the test, use that as a grade. You know, but I, this is something that, again, universities, I think universities are grappling with because they just don't know. People don't know how to handle these situations. And unfortunately, something like this happens. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.